This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
3, 2, 1. Do you know what I feel like doing?
What's up? I feel like I'm about to pass out right now.
I feel like kicking back, relaxing, and getting comfy. Welcome to the Get Comfy Lowdown. I'm your host, Kalo, as always, here to give you the lowdown on all things that are childhood related. And I'm joined by my co-host.
So, same with the mic. I thought you were going to say childish. Oh, God. This is actually better right now.
Your purchases are childish. But before we get into today's pod, I'd like to say thank you to anybody and everybody who is liking and sharing this podcast with anybody and everybody you know.
What's up, guys?
So we are back for yet another ranked series. This time we're going through all of the Disney and Pixar films, pitting them against each other because everybody and their mother is convinced Pixar and Disney are the same people, but they're not.
They're under the same house now.
Yeah, now, but back in the day.
Oh yeah, no, it was you know Disney was sweating. We're like, oh my God, Pixar's our competition. We'll just buy them.
Just shut up and take my money at that point. But we got a bunch of films in here. Also, Star Wars just threw in there because, you know.
Just Disney. Star Wars. It's just Star Wars.
Just the whole kit and caboodle. But speaking of the whole thing, we got up first, 101 Dalmatians. Cruella de Vil scared me as a child.
I do not care about this movie.
You don't care or you do care?
I don't care.
I'll give it a C.
Yeah, okay. All right.
I'll give it a C because I watched it. It's a decent movie. I was also watching the remake I was watching Cruella with Emma Stone.
Oh, the backstory of it or whatever.
I actually like that movie.
Yeah, apparently it's really dark and I have yet to see it. I have yet to see it, but I heard it was really dark. But one movie that I did see and I loved it as a child was The Bug's Life.
I love this movie so much.
Put it on the S tier.
S tier. Bro, the caterpillar. He's like, I'm a little bumblebee. Like, oh my gosh, dude.
The whole cast and crew was so good. And did you play the PC game version of this?
I did. I played the game version. I don't know what console it was on. But like, I remember playing a Bug's Life game.
I played the Bug's Life games on the PC and I enjoyed it very much. It was really good. And you made, and off there, you made a cruel joke about this one next up. I co-directed, I co-produced, and I was a co-star in this movie. True story, based on my childhood, Aladdin.
This gets S tier for me.
Is it just Aladdin? There's no sequels, right? Going on?
There are Aladdin sequels in
no,
the world.
No, there are, but no, they are, and I've seen them. I'm just making sure, covering.
It's not on this list. Right now, this is just vanilla Disney movies.
Oh, put in S tier. Yeah, S tier. I co create.
Why were you gonna put Aladdin 2 in S tier?
I did like Return of the Jafar and R.I.P. to Gilbert Gottfried, but him singing Maynard in the second movie with his raspy voice was so good. I loved it.
I don't know how to feel about you right now.
And also, it's the only time where Robin Williams wasn't in the second one, but he was in the third one. He got him back.
Which, you know, rest in peace to another legend. I mean, also too, just quick little thing about the live action thing. Like, it was hard for Will Smith to come into that role and like try to recreate it, but I think he did a good job.
He did the best as he could. I feel like another person who could have been better was Jim Carrey.
Oh yeah,
Jim Carrey has that crack out energy as Genie, and I feel like he could have been 10 times more better than Will Smith. But for what it was, Will Smith did do a good job.
Yeah, and you don't really want to go down that rabbit hole, but speaking of... Yeah, see? Once I seen this one coming up next, I had it ready. But going down the rabbit hole, we have Alice in Wonderland.
Hey, Kev, I can't be late for this very important date.
You can be. You fully admitted to being late to every function. But for this, I can give it a C tier.
Yeah,
I'm willing to work with this. I'm willing to work, but
no,
like...
No, I can see C-tier. I can see, yeah.
All right, up next, we got The Aristocrats. Aristocats.
I honestly, for a second, I thought this was Beauty and the Beast because I saw the blue. I thought that was a jacket from before. My eyesight's not that good anymore.
Kids. You're generalizing colors now. But for this movie, I know I've seen it, but I can't tell you anything that's happened in it.
I don't think I never saw it, so you put this in C tier.
I'll put it on D because I don't remember anything. This is the movie I told you to watch because you would like this.
I have yet to watch it.
Atlantis. I can give this an A.
Okay.
I can give it an A, and for what it's worth, too, if they're ever going to do a remake, I have my Dreamcast set up. Ready? Just hire me. Just put me in, coach.
Just don't shoot at any deers.
Yeah. I was just going to say, speaking of, like, the most realist child movie that just don't care about your feelings, Bambi. It's
before Lion King. Lion King saw that and was like, all right, hold my beer for a second. I got you. I did not care. I did not cry for Bambi. Or Bambi's mom. I did not cry at all.
She just had it. She had it coming.
She had it coming. Don't be a deer. What do you want from me?
Don't be a deer. Fix it. Fix it now. Yeah. I can give this a B or C.
D?
Alright, I'll give it D. I'm not like invested in that.
I just want the listeners to know what kind of person I am that doesn't care about Bambi's mom dying and putting it in D tier.
Alright. Beauty and the Beast.
Be our guest. Be our guest. Put it A. Put it A.
I'll give it A, only for the fact there's that meme, and I keep going back to look at it, of the dresser waiting behind like a pillar with a baseball bat ready to just slug a human.
It's so good.
It's minute details, but damn, that's good.
It's so good. I gotta rewatch this movie. And you know, you for bringing that up, you just became a big hero of mine. Thank you.
This is a movie. It got me in my feelings.
By the way, the next movie is Big Hero 6. I mean,
yeah, Big Hero 6. I can give this an A.
Yeah, A.
Rip in peace to the bro. This is Black Cauldron. Haven't seen it. I can give it a D. I have seen this movie.
Before people were going ka-chow on Lightning McQueen, before we had the lightning, we had the Bolt.
Yes, we did have Bolt, and that's the name of the next movie. I can give it a B. Potentially C.
I also say C.
Okay. Yeah, like, it was one of those movies where, like, I thought it was good, but, like, nothing...
Yeah, nothing right home about.
Exactly. And, this next movie, I struggled with her name, but I think it's Mirdred or, like, something.
Something
like
Scottish.
That. Yeah, but it's Brave.
Brave. And I hate this movie because Joe likes this movie, our friend Joe, and he posts this movie for one line, and he says it with a bad Scottish accent. If you had a chance to change your fate, would you? Would you, Kev? Would you change your fate? Would you?
Ye would, I think. I think that's how it goes.
I know.
I can give it a C.
All right, I'm done with that.
All right, bro. Brother Bear. This is another movie that got me in my feelings. Also, Phil Collins popped off on this soundtrack.
I hated this movie.
Really?
I did not get the premise of it. I thought it was just a bad sequel to Jungle Book, in my opinion.
Jungle Book, but in like Alaska or like Canada.
Yeah.
But I can give it a B since you don't like it that much.
C?
All right, I'll give it. I don't want to expend my energy defending that movie.
You have a veto, whatever. You have a veto, Kev.
No, that's not a movie I'm willing to veto for. A movie I'm willing to die on the hill. Cinematic masterpiece that is Cars.
Oh, it's a good movie. It's a good movie.
We go in A?
I could do A.
Life is a highway.
No, the soundtracks of those do slab. All three.
All right, I'll give it S. If we're S.
S. It's the soundtrack.
All right.
Not only just for the in the first one, but in the second, even though the second and third ones aren't on this list, but I know three of those soundtracks.
Pops. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Now we got Chicken Little.
This guy is fun. I remember the commercial of this, or the whatever you want to call the commercials, the
trailers.
The trailers or whatever it is. This guy is falling. This guy, I hated this fucking movie so much because every time he would go, this guy is falling, this guy is falling. Like, shut the fuck up.
This movie took a wild turn. It was like the sky was like holograms or whatever, and then like aliens. Oh my god, it was wild times.
It's an who's the guy who does the plot? Amma Shyamalan, whatever his name is. I butchered his name.
Yeah, M. Night Shyamalan.
Yeah, Amma Shyamalan Ding Dong. Yeah, it's kind of like his movie.
Yeah, big old plot twist.
Yeah.
We going, what, C or D?
D.
D for Chicken Little. Cinderella. OG.
The OG Cinderella, where every guy got the foot fetishes from.
Probably. I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah.
People leaving their glass slippers everywhere. Yeah, not comfortable. Every
girl. No, not at all.
I can go C, just because...
Yeah, C for Cinderella, yeah, I can do that. But hey, that. Another one that starts with C, Coco Loco.
This movie, bro, like, I don't cry at movies, but like, this one's pretty emotional.
I didn't cry, but I did enjoy it.
I can go A for this, or even S.
I can do A.
I just love the story, everything about it. Also, mm-hmm. too, like, I didn't have much faith in, like, Pixar or anything for a while. And then they drop, like, these bangers. Like, no. They're back on their grind.
Yeah. They're back now, on the bullshit.
Exactly. Bro, have you seen this movie?
What is it,
Dinosaur.
No, bro. I saw Land Before Time. That's the only dinosaur
bro, movie. Bro. Let me tell you something, brother. Dinosaur slaps. This gotta go A tier for me. If you have time, Aladar is that main dinosaur. When I tell you, like, this
is a Disney movie? Yeah, it is. It's a Disney movie. Yeah.
This movie hit different. You probably didn't see it. I could, because a lot of people I talked to haven't. I'm the only stooge that's seen it. But I can go A tier for this.
It's on Disney Plus right now. Holy shit.
Bro, watch it, please. It's like, the quick little summary, like, this movie is about a group of dinosaurs that survived the meteor hitting Earth. Like, they show you the meteor hitting Earth and it killing dinosaurs. And, like, this guy survives with his family of monkeys. It's crazy. Just watch it. They try to find paradise. It's great. I gotta go A tier for this.
It's like, you know...
No, but you haven't seen it, so yeah, you really like, kid.
Yeah, I can't really say shit on that. I feel like this is where I started bullying people after watching this movie. Because then I'm like, look at that guy, he got big ears. And then I was on my bullshit, making fun of people for having big ears, which is Dumbo C for me.
Yeah, I don't care for that movie too much.
One movie I'm surprised, and I'm waiting for, is a live-action adaptation of this movie.
I feel like it's coming. It has to.
It's too good not to. I know it is. I was about to say it's a sleeper. It's not really a sleeper. It's underrated. A lot of people don't talk about it, how much good of it. Because I could watch this movie 1,000 times. The voice actor is good. The characters are good. Like, you just gotta find a really old lady to play Yzma.
Yeah,
and I feel like Kronk, just get the actual voice actor who plays Kronk, because I feel like no one else can do Kronk justice. It has to be that voice actor.
And we're speaking of Emperor's New Groove, by the way. We totally neglected to not even mention the title. But
S-tier. We got to.
All right, Fantasia. Have you seen this?
I've seen it, and I still don't get it.
I can't define what it is. It's just a bunch of different things
going on. One thing. And I don't know why people like put it on a pedestal. Like, I really don't. I tried watching it recently with my nephew, and like my favorite thing about this movie is the mobs.
Yeah,
the mobs. Like the best. And then my nephew, which is like my nephew was 4 years old at the time, and he's like, "What the fuck are we watching?" Like, basically, in layman's terms, I'm like, dude, I was the same boat. I'm 20. How old am I? I'm 26 now. I was gonna say 25. I would like to think I'm 25. 26 at the time, and I still don't get what I'm watching. Yeah, I'll put it in D tier. Let people riot.
I think it's because of the music. I think that's what it is. It's like a big music thing, you know. Before we continue the show, I wanted to take a little time to talk about Noom. Noom uses the latest in behavioral science to empower people to take control of their health for good through a combination of psychology, technology, and human coaching on their platform to help millions of users meet their personal health and wellness goals. A lot of people face pressures to change themselves to fit other people's expectations, and the more freeing solution is to find the things that work for you. Noom understands that everyone's weight loss journey is unique, and what works for someone else might not really work for you. That's why Noom's approach adapts to your lifestyle. It's flexible and focuses on progress, not perfection, allowing you to work towards your goals at a pace that's comfortable for you. And for me personally, that's huge. I know that I am not Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I know that I'm not getting up at 4 a.m. to go work out. But by using Noom and having that little more of flexibility and stability, it certainly helps with my journey here. Noom also makes it easy to start your weight loss journey and stay on track with personalized lessons that help you gain confidence and a practical knowledge, one-on-one coaching, and cognitive behavioral approaches that teach you how to be mindful of your habit. 75% of Noom weight loss users finished the program, and more than 60% of users that engaged with the program kept the weight off for a year or more. So start building better habits for healthier long-term results. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/believe. Again, that is Noom, Noom.com/believe. This is a movie that's immediately S tier for me.
It makes me want to touch the butt.
Everybody does. Yeah. That's what everyone wants to do. So Finding Nemo S tier. It needs no.
You want to know my one of my golden pick lines from this one?
What?
You could call me Nemo because I'm gonna touch the butt tonight.
Gosh, straight to jail for you. Fox and the Hound. I feel like this is a C-tier movie.
Yeah.
Just because, like, I've seen it. Mm-hmm. Can't tell you what happens. Mm-hmm. Besides, there is a fox and a hound involved.
All right.
This one, I think we might agree on this, surprisingly. But it's Frozen. You got this.
D-tier.
Yeah.
I honestly thought, I thought we were going to go opposite way. But here's the thing. The reason why Frozen, like, I hate it. It's basically Lion King.
Yeah.
If you break it down, it's basically Lion King. And what people don't realize, you just take away the animals and you put it in the humans. It's Lion King. Like, what do you guys want from us? Lion King did it better.
That, and if, like, the first year this movie came out, the summer.
Everyone was. I was in the high school when this came out, and everyone was like, oh my God, did you see Frozen?
It was so hyped up. That's what killed it for me. All right, this next film, The Good Dinosaur.
My nephew loved. I'm sorry. You seen it?
No, I said I seen like maybe 15, 20 minutes, but I heard everyone loves this movie.
Yeah, my nephew loved this movie when he saw it when he was younger. And just for him and just for his enjoyment, I'll say B tier.
There we go. The Great Mouse Detective.
I never saw this one.
I think I seen it, but couldn't tell you. Hercules. This is A or S for me.
I can do A.
Go the Distance is an absolute banger. Certified hood classic.
I thought you were going to say Certified Lover Boy. I'm like, that's Drake. Relax.
Yeah, that is. Home on the Range. I seen this movie.
I hated this movie.
Yeah, I can go D for this.
Yeah.
I think that they were trying to copy Nickelodeon with the barnyard thing.
Oh, my God.
Hunchback of Notre Dame. Hands down, the realest Disney movie out there.
It really is, and it's no longer on Disney Plus.
It isn't?
I'm pretty sure it's not. Look it up right now. I'm pretty sure
Well, I can see why.
There
was a lot of, like, social themes involved in this movie. Just a lot of, like, the lessons and things or tones you wouldn't expect in a Disney movie. For that, I can go S tier. I thought it was really good.
Oh no, I enjoyed it. And the guy who the hunchback himself kind of creeped me out.
So yeah, let's put it at S tier.
Yeah, I don't think it's on. Hold on, wait a minute. You know, for a lot of movies that, like, you know, don't hold up throughout the time and all that. The Disney keeps it on. They have a little, like, message like, hey, listen, this is outdated, blah, blah, blah. No, they just...
They were rolling with it.
Yeah.
This next one looks like Ichabod Crane. It looks like that because there's the horse and there's him on the back. So I'm going to put that at D because I don't think I've ever seen that. Up next is The Incredibles.
A.
A? Really?
A. Looking back at it.
I'd give it S for Elastigirl, but you know.
We're not doing this, Kevin. We're not doing this.
Yeah, I can't dial back into that zone.
Now,
you've seen this movie. At least I think you did.
Yes, I did.
Inside Out. What are we thinking for this?
A. It's a cute movie.
A. All right.
It's a cute movie.
The Jungle Book.
The Bear Knows Sesame.
I can go A for this, too.
I can say S, honestly.
S? Fair enough.
For just the bare necessities?
Of course. Now, The Lady and the Tramp.
Oh, you're a tramp.
You're a tramp. I can go B for this. I didn't really care for it. But it's like a classic Disney movie.
Will you smash that dog, though?
No. I have standards.
Oh, but you would smash a little bunny. You would smash a little bunny.
It's different. It's different, I'm telling you. But speaking of the older sister from Lilo and Stitch, that's what we have next. Lilo and Stitch.
Bitch.
S.
Oh, 100% S. S here.
Hawaiian Roller Coaster Ride.
Oh, yeah. I would get crucified for my friends if I put it in lower than that.
Speaking of, Lion King, S.
Oh, 100%. No doubt.
Little Mermaid.
A. Actually, no, S. S. S.
S.
S.
S. S. I don't even know what that is.
I think that's the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
I like how it's just the MCU. Like, just throw it all in there.
I mean, granted, you have Star Wars, just throw that all in there.
I just didn't expect the MCU, but that warrants an S tier, I think. Are you going to rank the whole MCU?
I am ranking the whole. I can't put an S tier because the whole MCU haven't had all. If it had all, like, slappers of movies.
Yeah.
Yes, but no.
All right. Meet the Robinsons.
The mom. I'm just making you go back down that rabbit hole. Like, really.
Dialing back in.
I would fuck the mom really hard.
I love things I didn't expect to hear today. I was about to say, this story, like, in general, I just loved it.
I loved it when I saw the mom. The moment I saw the mom, I'm like, I'm down bad.
Moana. I can give it A.
Yeah, we do A. So now, help me throw this back thing where it belongs.
Or so help me.
Also help me. We're talking
the dynamic about that represents us.
Honestly. Oh, 100%, 100%. And I'd be happy to be Mike Wazowski.
You're 100%. 100. I'll go S tier for this.
Yeah. 100%.
Mike Wazowski, man.
If there's any movie, like, this is what, if we ever worked at a factory like Monsters, Inc., it would literally be the premise of this movie.
It would be that. Yeah. Mulan.
I will make a man out of you.
Talk about songs that make you want to run through a wall in a good way.
I was going to say, what are you talking about? Wait a minute.
In a good way. You know, it hypes you up. S tier?
Yeah, S tier.
All right. This is the movie I'll die on the hill for. Nightmare Before Christmas. Such, like, I don't care where you want to call it a Halloween movie, whether you want to call it a Christmas movie, which I still can't define what it is. I love this movie.
I think it's a number that's overhyped. I give it a B.
I'm going to use my veto and go A.
Okay. And if you guys don't know, veto is if you feel like one of us is completely wrong and we don't want to debate, we just say, fuck you, I'm putting it higher.
Pretty. Actually, you said B. I'll throw it in B.
Okay.
Just in case you try some funny business later on or something. I was like, hold on. You might start something.
I think I know which one you're talking about, too.
You know exactly which one I'm talking about. Up next, Oliver and Company. I have to go S tier for my dog. He wasn't named after this Oliver, but, like, I feel like he'll know I'm talking about him. Peter Pan.
I could do B.
B, really?
I wasn't a big fan of Peter Pan. I didn't even like it.
All right, I'll
go. I did like Peter Pan, though, in the Chip and Dale movie.
Chip live and action. Dale?
Yeah, you didn't watch Chip and Dale, the live action movie, Chip and Dale?
No.
Rescue Rangers?
No, I should have, because it had the OG Sonic in it.
Yeah, it's actually a really good movie. I do 100% recommend it.
All right, I got to go check it out then. Speaking of movies that have kids smoking in them, Pinocchio. And getting drunk.
And getting drunk. And grown men touching little boys.
You know, typical Disney. Classic. Where are we going for this? B?
B. B.
All right. The Pirates of the Caribbean with Johnny Depp as Captain Jack Sparrow.
This is the day you almost caught Captain Jack Sparrow.
I'm going S tier.
Yeah, for the first one, yeah.
100%. Another insanely real movie is Pocahontas. All right, so where are we putting Pocahontas?
A tier.
A, yep. All right, Princess and the Frog.
B tier.
B. Okay, I like it a little bit more, but you know.
You put it in A tier?
I would.
Okay, I'll give it to you.
It had good vibes about it. Ratatouille.
A?
Yeah, I can do A. This is the movie I prefer over, where was it? Where was Andy? It? There was another movie with mice being all detective.
Ratatouille.
No.
Chip and Dale aren't rats, though.
So. Yeah, they're rats. They're different. But anyway. Anyway, The Rescuers. I can go C tier for this.
Okay. Robin Hood, which confused me. Oh, sorry, you were about to say something before?
No, I'm right there with you with Robin Hood.
It confused me because the longest time people were like, oh, Robin Hood stole from the rich and gave to the poor. I'm like, a fox stole from people? What? Wait a minute.
Ground-shattering stuff.
What? No one tried to kill the fox? He only had a bow and arrow. Like, for the longest time, baffled me. And then I realized the real Robin Hood is just Green Arrow.
Pretty much.
Yeah. I give it a B tier.
I'm right there with you. All
right.
Sleeping Beauty.
A movie that teaches kids it's okay to kiss an unconscious woman.
For that, D tier. Yeah. Snow White. Kind of same concept.
Yeah, that's kind of the same concept. Has seven roommates. One's always angry. C tier.
See, don't even talk to me about this one.
Star Wars D tier,
S tier. There's my override because I knew you'd pull.
Now, if I use my override, I put it equals to A.
You, I feel like there's something here.
You're putting all the Star Wars movies from the prequels to the spinoffs to the new ones, all that in S tier. So you're saying the three trilogies, which are really good. The three prequel trilogies, which are debatable. And then you're talking about Rogue One. You're talking about Han Solo. You're talking about... And then you're talking about the new 7, 8, 9 movie. All of them are S tier combined.
See, this is why...
Like, but you're so let me finish. So you're as a Star Wars fan, you're saying that the prequels are as good as the original trilogies.
I like the prequels.
So, you're saying they're as good. I didn't feel like you were saying yeah. As good. You're going to get crucified. Huh? You don't like the prequels.
There we go. You know. Freaking
delegate over here. I won't use my veto, though.
Sword and the Stone.
This is the King Arthur. I think I've seen it. Yeah, this is the King Arthur one, right?
Yeah, with Merlin and all that.
Yeah. I give it a B.
There we go. Tangled is up next.
A?
Yeah, that's a good movie.
Don't even talk about it. Put it in S tier.
Tarzan. Still a mystery to this day at the end, how he's hanging on that vine. There's been speculation the vine is in a crevice in his body. That's all I got to say.
Oh my God. Hot take alert over here.
There's diagrams and everything. Another no debate here. Toy Story S tier.
Yeah.
Why are they doing a fifth one? No clue. But
why did they do a fourth one?
Yeah, why'd they do a fourth one? That's an even better question. Treasure Planet. This is one of those underrated Disney movies.
Underrated. I give it an A.
There we go.
I always thought Treasure Planet and it was like a sequel or like a spinoff from the Atlantis movie. I always thought.
Yeah, it gives that same vibe, those two movies. Tron. This is like the old Tron. Or you can do the new one.
No, D-Tier. I was about to say, is this the one with the motorcycles when everyone's like...
Yeah. Exactly. Up.
Where would you put Up?
I'd give it an A.
Okay, A.
Just because of that first scene of him growing up with his wife and then she dies and...
It was so sad. When I was younger... I was like, why is she crying? Why are they all there? I'm like, oh, she had a miscarriage.
Mm-hmm. Deep tones in that movie. Yeah. Speaking of, Wall-E.
Put my boy on next year.
Yeah. That'll happen if humanity stays in VR. They'll get fat.
One of the first movies that the character only said his name.
Yeah.
Where it was like... Like, I want to be in that pitch meeting. All right, we got a robot. And for the first half of the movie, he just says his name. There's no dialogue. You don't understand what he's saying. And I just want to know how they're like, oh, yep, awesome. All right.
Put it out there.
It checks out. All right.
Winnie the Pooh.
I didn't really care about Winnie the Pooh. I cared about the Christopher Robbins movie that came out, the live action of this, for whatever reason. But for Winnie the Pooh, I can give it a B.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. Wreck-It Ralph. I give it a C. I didn't really care for it.
You didn't really care for Wreck-It Ralph?
B or C.
I'm looking at the next one, so I don't know what kind of bullshit you're going to pull.
No, I think we'll agree for the rest of them. The last two I haven't seen.
I'm going to use my veto for Ralph and A.
Hey, okay. Zootopia.
Oh, you're damn bad for Officer Bunny.
Officer Hop or whatever her name
is. Yeah, you have a thing for bunnies.
Bad Bunny, Lola Bunny, all the bunnies. I really like this movie. I think it's an A. I'd even go S.
I was going to say B. They showed a nudist in this movie.
Fair.
I could do a B. This movie.
Just for the record, I wanted it A. All right,
because you're down, you're down bad for Hobbs. I gotta be the clear-headed one over here.
You gotta go look for me. Yeah, no, not at all. Onward.
This movie is actually an underrated movie. I recommend you watching it just for one part of this movie with the giant dragon. I could put an A tier.
Okay, I'm with you.
Yeah,
I heard Soul was really good.
It was. It Soul was really good. I did see this movie. I could also put this at A tier as well.
That's everything. Yeah, it is. Okay, I just want to make sure.
You're forgetting something. Star Wars needs to be down at D tier.
No, that's right there. Also, too, a quick point. See, like Star Wars, the logo is just there. The MCU has everyone in front. Like, if I seen like all the new characters, I would have been like, maybe not. But if I don't see them, like out of sight,
it's
out of
Star
mind.
Star Wars. It's all the wars in the stars. It's not just the one war in the stars. It's all the wars that's going on.
It's every single war.
Yeah, in the stars.
Yeah, and what there are more of that you can watch, rank, do all that fun stuff, are more episodes of the Get Comfy Podcast, Get Comfy Game Break, and Get Comfy Lowdown every single Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on all major listening platforms like iTunes, Spotify, and of course the Believe Network. I've been Kalo, joined by the one and only.
What up, guys? Aim and the mic.
And we'll see you guys next time.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.